and welcome to this week's Daily Info Oscast. It's Wednesday, 7th of May, and we have an audio roundup of all our favourite events happening in and around Oxford over the next week.
I've got for you robots, running and tantra.
I've got a scavenger hunt, boxing and baking. But to start off with, we've got a show at the North Wall. Usually shows at the North Wall are only one or two nights, but this week there's a show which opened yesterday and runs all the way through to Saturday, which is fantastic. It gives you loads more chances to see the amazing programming that they put on. The show is called Incognito and it's written by Nick Payne. He is a much celebrated contemporary playwright whose work's been staged at the Royal Court, the Bush Theatre, the Dolmar Warehouse, really big sort of London establishments. And similarly to his last award-winning play, Constellations, which was at the Royal Court and had Sally Hawkins in it and Rafe Spall, Timothy Spall's son, so again, big actors performing his plays. So this show, Incognito, is similar to Constellations because it uses scientific concepts to frame important human questions. And in this play, the action moves between three sets of characters and three moments in time or three different areas, which then are brought together at the end. So there are lots of different strands coming together. Our reviewer, Chloe, saw the opening performance last night and said it is a cerebral play in every sense. It explores and pushes the brain. It's 90 minutes that fly past, but much remains unresolved. So don't go expecting a complete thing spun out for you. You're going to have to piece some bits together. And Chloe also said, like the brain, Nick Payne is a clever and sophisticated storytelling machine.
That sounds fabulous.
It sounds very interesting, and I don't think you have to be particularly into science or know a lot about science to really get a lot from the combination. And I think a lot of work nowadays which is combining science and scientific concepts with theatre and the arts is doing really well and kind of merging. People think they're very different, but when you put them together you can make something really special. So you can take your brain along to see Incognito at the North Wall. It's on until Saturday this week with performances every night at 8 p.m.
Wonderful stuff. And in a very similar vein, there's another combination of science and art happening at the moment with the Brookes University Outburst Festival, all happening at Pegasus.
We talked about this a little bit last week, but that was only the kind of tip of the iceberg of the huge scale of events they've got.
It's enormous. There's so much happening. It's fantastic. My personal highlights are at 7:30 tonight in the studio at Pegasus. There's a thing called Bright Club, which is a lot of researchers breaking out of their day jobs, escaping from their labs to do stand-up on the topic of their research. So it's people who don't normally do this kind of thing get a chance to have a go at performing. And also, I've seen some YouTube clips of it happening in different cities, and it's really funny, some of it. Really good stuff. And it's the kind of thing where you don't just come away with a grin on your face. You've also picked up a few things without really noticing that you've learned something, so that's really nice.
A bit like TED Talks, sort of kind of accessible, making ideas clear and fun.
Exactly, yeah. So that should be really good. That's tonight, that's a fiver. Tomorrow there's an evening of poetry, performance and debate about how publishing and human rights campaigns can come together. And it's organised by the English branch of PEN, which is an organisation with branches all over the world. And they stand for the principle of unhampered transmission of thought within each nation and between all nations. So it's a really grand aim that they've got as an organisation, but also really interesting stuff. So that's poetry and performance and debate. Should be quite nice.
Bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah. And on Saturday, there's a humanoid robot. How cool. You can go along and meet this robot who's called Artie, and he's life-size. You can control all of him except his legs, because they don't think he's too expensive to let him run away, apparently. So far, it sounds like things that we've been doing with computers for ages. You can tell a computer what to say. You can move bits around from far away. That's all good. But also, he's got computer vision and can copy your gestures. So this is something that I've not seen in action before.
You can play the mirroring game with it.
Yeah. It says you might learn something about yourself. Ooh. Watching someone do exactly what you do. Very freaky.
Nice. So back to the Outburst Festival on all week, mostly at the Pegasus.
Yes, that's right.
Over to the Playhouse, they have got a classic play for you to go and see this week. It's George Bernard Shaw's Pygmalion, which may be more familiar to some in its musical and film adaptation form called My Fair Lady. I'm a really big fan of this play, as it was one of the first proper texts I worked with in school in kind of year 7 or year 8, and I got to play Eliza Doolittle in one of the ending scenes and throw my slippers at a boy in my class, which was great fun. And then I've gone on to kind of study and work in theatre, and I think it all kind of came from this moment. So I'm a huge fan of this piece, and so would recommend it to anyone. Anyway, enough about me, more about the production. Our reviewer went along last night and commented on how striking the staging was. It's got a lot of great set and costume pieces, but they don't overshadow any of the performances. Rachel Barry is a newcomer, and she's playing Eliza Doolittle, and then there's big name Alistair McGowan as Henry Higgins.
Ooh, brilliant.
So that's a big draw, and interesting because obviously he is a kind of comic impersonator, but here he can't really do that, he has to act, which obviously he can do, but so it's kind of interesting playing with your expectations and seeing what he'll bring to it.
Yes, maybe. The master of accents.
Exactly,
yes. About accents.
Exactly. It's a great combination. The national press have also been churning out loads of 4-star reviews on the show, so it's really popular, and the play is definitely one of Bernard Shaw's more entertaining ones, so a good Shaw to see. You won't be disappointed. Catch Pygmalion until Saturday at the Playhouse. Performances are at 7:30 and there are a couple of matinees at 2:30 p.m. as well.
Now, if you went along to the recent exhibition at the O3 Gallery called 1000 Cranes, the Contemporary Origami, Kirigami and Paper Cutting Exhibition, then you might be interested in a lecture that's happening tomorrow, Thursday, at 5 o'clock in the Lecture Theatre in the Maths Institute in the Radcliffe Observatory Quarter. And it's called The Geometry of Origami. And the tagline is How the Ancient Japanese Art Triumphed Over Euclid. I'm not sure how it's going to triumph, but it should be an interesting battle. So Euclid was known as the father of geometry, ancient Greek person who started this whole thing. And Professor Tara Holm is going to explain just how it all links in. I can't find much about it on the web, so it's going to be a surprise.
I guess it's another combination of art and science again. There's a running theme this week.
Yes.
To change the subject completely, though, we've got some non-arts and science music.
We have indeed. The Carpenters. No one can fail to know at least one song by The Carpenters. The biggest selling group of the 70s. Brother and sister Richard and Carrie Carpenter. Songs like They Long to Be Close to You, I Won't Last a Day Without You. Very romantic stuff. This show, The Carpenters Story, when it emerged in 89, was the world's first tribute show.
Ever?
Yeah, apparently
in
so.
89 only?
Very surprising.
Gosh, yeah.
So, a stage show with all the hits, all the songs.
And it lives till this day, so the first and the best, I guess.
Yes, yes, exactly. It should be a really lovely evening of great music, really classic songs. It's at the New Theatre tomorrow, Thursday, at 7:30 p.m.
Also at the New Theatre on Friday, to kick off your weekend, how about some baking, comedy and fun with Paul Hollywood's first ever live theatre show, Get Your Bake On.
How do you bake on stage?
Well,
that's what I want to know.
There's a lot going on in this show. You'll get an insight into what it's like being a TV chef and hear about Paul Hollywood's upbringing and how he became a chef and get lots of anecdotes about kind of the behind the scenes of filming The Bake Off, which kind of brought him to, I think, mainstream fame. But as well as this, he's going to be demonstrating, I think, 4 recipes.
Wow.
I'm not too sure how he's going to fit them all in, but there'll be 4 recipes, and then 4 random audience members also get to partake in a baking challenge and can be named Star Baker.
Ooh, that sounds good.
I haven't found too many reviews yet. I think it's just kind of kicked off recently, the tour. But according to the Daily Mail, the show is peppered with smutty jokes and sexual innuendo. So Paul Hollywood is also apparently known as the George Clooney of baking. He does have quite a large female fan base, and I think the show is very much geared towards this female majority. But I think a few mothers who were brought along for Mother's Day were a little bit shocked. It's quite out there, so if you think you can handle Paul's steamy sex appeal in this baking comedy show, he will be making his mess at the New Theatre on Friday night from 8:15 p.m. Go if you dare.
Wow.
Then for some proper comedy, or perhaps a few less sexual innuendos at the Cornerstone.
Probably a bit less bread.
Yes, less bread, less innuendos.
Mark Steele has been doing a show called Mark Steele's in Town, and you might have caught bits of it on Radio 4. I heard bits and really enjoyed it. He goes to a different town every time, and the show is specific to that town. So he's going to be in Didcot, the Cornerstone Arts Centre, on Friday at 8 o'clock. And he's a favourite at the Cornerstone, so they couldn't not book him on this tour. Apparently there would have been an uproar in the town of Didcot.
And he must have a lot of experience of Didcot then, to be able to bring
yes.
in, you know, quite a lot of his own experience and knowledge, I guess.
Yes. And the thing that struck me about the bits that I've heard on the radio is that he really has properly researched each place. He's really got to the heart of it. And the shows are all unique, and it's really friendly teasing. It's the sort of thing that you can tease a town about if you really know it. And it sounds really lovely stuff and very, very funny.
It sounds quite clever as well, because so many comedians tour so much and go by town, and there's like a lot of kind of jokes about how by a comedian's sort of second or third show, all their jokes are about touring and about the kind of experience of that and the loneliness in the hotels. Whereas here he's kind of challenging himself and making more of the fact of touring and going somewhere different every place by involving that in the show. So I think that's a really good use of his time as well.
Yeah. And it must make touring much more fun than just unending travelodges and service stations. So really getting to know places.
Fantastic. On to Saturday, there is a really awesome event which is being organised by the Arts at the Old Fire Station. It's called the Oxford Scavenger Hunt. So it sounds so much fun. It's a participatory activity that's being run alongside the OFF's Lo-Fi exhibition, which in itself is also really cool because it's a multi-venue exhibition for Art Weeks. And you can see Lo-Fi exhibition at the OFS, the O3 Gallery and the Jam Factory. So three different venues in town and a collaborative exhibition. And I haven't really seen that before here. And I think that's a really great sort of organisations getting together and taking you, if you're interested in that kind of particular theme, taking you to the different places. Fantastic. So the exhibition itself is on until the June the 14th. And then this Saturday, it's 11 till 3 for the Oxford Scavenger Hunt. You need a team of 3 to 5 people and you pay £5 per team to join in. You'll then be provided with a fixed lens, wide-angled compact camera called La Sardina and a roll of 36 exposure, 35mm colour film. It all sounds very technical, but not to worry. They give you a short introduction at the beginning of the day as to how you're to use your new toy. And then you're given a list of things to go out and photograph, 3 hours to do it, and you've got to come back at the end of the day and hopefully have the most and the best pictures, because prizes are given to the winning team and the photos from the event will be curated in an exhibition for Art Weeks in the shop gallery.
What an awesome event.
So much good stuff about this event. It's a really great way to get to grips with analogue cameras. If you're kind of interested in photography and haven't used an analogue before, it'll be a good way to try it out, see how you feel. And just a really fun way to sort of rediscover the city and go around Oxford looking at things in a different way, looking out for different things which maybe you wouldn't normally photograph or look for, and all for Art Weeks, so a big county-wide festival of art. So lots of good things. It's 11 till 3 on Saturday at the Old Fire Station.
Fabulous. And if you're interested in hearing about other Art Weeks events, and indeed any event happening in Oxford, then you can head along to www.dailyinfo.co.uk, where there are events in theatre and cinema and gigs and concerts and also classes in sports and art and anything you could imagine.
Anything you want.
Yeah.
We also advertise jobs and places to live. So we cater for pretty much everything you'll need whilst you're in Oxford. One thing also advertised on our website, which you could do this weekend, is go along to the Oxford City Vehicle and Equipment Auction. So there are lots of markets and fairs in Oxford in general, including numerous farmers markets, and you can find out all the farmers markets in Oxford on our feature page. Just search Daily Info for Oxford Farmers Markets. This, however, is not a farmers market. It's a different kind of market in itself. The Oxford City Council Vehicle and Equipment Sale is going to be at the Marsh Road Depot in Cowley. It starts at 9 a.m, that's when the gates open and you can register and look at the lots, and then auctions start at 11 a.m. There are 75 different lots, including cars, vans, trailers, mowers, spare parts, gardening equipment, various things the City Council own, and you can find a full list on the City Council website. If you're after a drill, a mobility scooter, office paper shredder, this is the place you want to be. Apparently these auctions have been happening since 1996, and this is the first in 2014. And they expect kind of hundreds of people to come from the county and further afield, hopefully for some bargains and for some good deals and to get some new equipment. So you want to head over to register from 9 a.m. The bidding starts at 11 and that's at the Marsh Road Depot this Saturday. Go and get yourself a car or a shredder.
Or a mower to drive. That would be better. On Saturday, there's an event which happens fairly regularly in Oxford, which has long intrigued us as we've been processing the events that come into the site, and it's called a Tantric Disco. And Tantra is one of those mystical things that you hear about maybe Sting doing, and you're not really sure what it is, but it sounds quite dirty and you're not really sure. But I had a look. I decided to find out what exactly was this was all about. And Tantra is something that's fed into Hinduism and Buddhism. It's a spiritual practice, it's a set of beliefs, and it all works from the principle that the universe we experience is the concrete manifestation of divine energy, and it's seeking to channel that energy in creative and emancipatory ways. So it's a communion with the wild self, apparently, and it sounds like it could be a really nice experience. It's connecting to the dancing tribe that's within all of us. If you want to go along, then you can send them an email through the event listing on our site on dailyinfo.co.uk, and you can request to find out where it is. It's somewhere north of Oxford. It's £15 if you're going as a single person, or £25 for a couple. You can go along and discover what connects us, that energy that's at the heart of your dancing self.
Thank you very much for all that research, Thingy.
I learn something every
Everything
time.
Everything is so clear now. Also on Saturday, if you don't want to go to a tantric disco, we've got some stand-up comedy at the New Theatre. Following a sell-out run in London, Frank Skinner is bringing his new show, Man in a Suit, on a tour nationwide and stopping off at the New Theatre this Saturday. Having amassed plenty of free suits from his television appearances presenting shows over the years, he had almost 100 suits. So Frank Skinner thought he'd clear some out, and he pondered what to do, whether to use his kind of famous name and sell them on a sort of online auction or bidding, or whether he'd actually raise more money for a good cause by giving them anonymously to a charity shop. So he wanted to do something good, and he wanted to know what was the best way to do it. And this is the thought from which he developed his latest show, and it revolves loosely around this idea of fame and where Skinner stands in the sort of celebrity stakes and using fame for good, and how it kind of affects the person. It's been 7 years since his last solo show, and he's definitely come over a bit soft and cuddly since then. He got married, he had a kid, and compared to his earlier filthier sort of laddish shows, this is very different. He's much more relaxed, he's a gentle performer, but he still does produce killer punchlines and drill one-liners, and he's very adept at what he does, but he does it in a different manner to what he did, you know, almost a decade ago, as I think most comedians would and should. You know, he's grown up with his art form. So you can see him do his thing from 7:30 p.m. at the New Theatre this Saturday, and he does, of course, wear a suit during the show. He is a man in a suit. That does not disappoint.
On Sunday, there is a free event at the Hollywell Music Room, and kind of regardless of what it is, it's just a lovely venue to visit. And you don't often get to go in there for free. But if you do choose to go there for free on Sunday in the evening...
What you will come across is...
The thing you will discover is an evening of nonsense. It's a poetry book launch, got a nonsense orchestra, and it's described as readings of classic and new nonsense poems for adults, children and walruses. That's really all you need to know, isn't it?
I really hope all the walruses on our site are feeling ready to come out, get to the Hollywood Music Room and enjoy some poetry.
Yes.
I hope the Walrus community is well represented on Sunday.
They don't often get a shout out.
They
individually,
don't. It's true, and they should.
They definitely should. Very good audience members.
And I'm sure they'd love some nonsense poetry. It's definitely marketed well. The Walruses will be out.
Yes. And Oxford has such a good history of nonsense in there, in Lewis Carroll and all his compatriots.
Also on Sunday, public service announcement, I believe. There's a Town and Gown run.
Yeah, you can go running. And it's a really lovely, inclusive day. There's a special 3K race for 9 to 15-year-olds earlier on. And then later on, there's the main 10K race. They're going to close all the streets in the city. So we've got a beautiful, scenic run. And it's not horribly long. There's no scary hills. Lots of nice buildings to look at. So it's a really perfect run for people who aren't really serious marathon runners.
And lots of support as well.
Yes.
Lots of people do come out and enjoy it with the runners, people who stand still.
Yeah, that's definitely my role in running. Standing still and shouting. If you're interested in taking part, then you can register on the website, and you should arrive between 8:30 and 9:30 to get registered and get your bags stowed and everything like that. Wheelchair athletes are also welcome. Really inclusive, wonderful day. It should be a really good atmosphere. And hopefully some sunshine. We'll keep our fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. On to Monday, and at the Cellar, there's some Parisian novelty electro-pop in the form of the band We Were Evergreen. They were formed in 2008, and now the trio are based in the UK and perform pop songs with a blend of folk melodies and electro beats. It's really fun stuff. They've played across the festival circuit for a few years now and supported the likes of Ed Sheeran and Emily Sandé. So they're kind of getting up there, and they're now promoting their debut album called Towards and touring nationwide throughout the month of May. They make really, really fun music. It's full of youthful joie de vivre. It's lots of cutesy instruments. There's xylophones, there's ukuleles, catchy tunes. It's very twee, but the band did in fact train classically at the Paris Conservatoire de Musique. So you can imagine they do know what they're doing. They're just choosing to do it in a very light-hearted way. I think some sugary, quirky music is the perfect way to kick off a week, and you can rot your teeth away on their saccharine tunes at the Cellar That's from 7:30 p.m. on Monday.
Excellent. Sounds very now. Very, very fashionable. On Tuesday, there is the monthly meeting of the Oxford Mac User Group. And the theme of this meeting is switching from PCs. So if you are someone who needs to use a Mac for work, but you haven't done that before, or if maybe your son or daughter is learning to use a Mac and you want to be able to help them, or if you've just switched over yourself because you fancy a new doy, then you can go along and you can have some advice. There'll be a bit of a talk. It's a really friendly meeting. Everyone goes to the pub afterwards, so you can go and have a chat. It's a lovely group. It sounds like it's a mixture of knowledgeable people and newbies. So there's people who want to discuss real in-depth stuff about how Macs work. Maybe you've gone along because you've got a lot of Mac devices and you want to be able to configure them in an optimal fashion. I know that there are lots of things I could do with the gadgets that I own, but I have no idea how to do it. So it sounds like a really good way to find out. And you can head along to the Headington Baptist Church on Tuesday at 7 o'clock, and for £2 you can take part, and it should be really lovely.
And if you can't make this one, then next month look out for them. If you've got any issues with your Mac, take it along. They'll probably be a very kind of friendly, helpful way to sort of solve any issues you have with your Apple toys. And finally, on Tuesday, there's a brilliant one-woman show called Bitboxer coming to the old fire station. That's Tuesday the 12th, next week. The show is about 21-year-old Chloe. She likes cherry sambuca, winding up her dad, and most importantly, she likes boxing. And the whole show is set in 2012 in the work-up to the Olympics, because the 2012 Olympics in London were the first time women were allowed to compete in the boxing.
Of course.
So kind of quite topical for kind of back then, but still now lots of countries, I think, don't let women participate in various sports, let alone boxing. And the show follows Chloe's preparations for the Olympics and the challenges she confronts and has to overcome in the work-up to that kind of big event. It's a show produced by Snuffbox Theatre. It stormed the Edinburgh Fringe last year and has also been to the Adelaide Fringe in Australia earlier this spring and also had amazing reviews. It's described as a really moving story, told with a lot of energy, and it really commands your attention. It's an hour long where you will not think about anything else. You'll be totally drawn in to this one person telling you about this one experience. See Bitchboxer at the OFS on Tuesday, 12th of May, from 7:30 p.m.
And we have a competition on the site at the moment, don't we?
We do. On Daily Info at the moment, we are running a competition to win a pair of tickets to the UPP Cinema's upcoming Grease sing-along screening.
Yay!
To win a free pair of tickets, you just need to email info@dailyinfo.co.uk with a new and improved strapline for the show. We've come up with Grease, the highest greasing musical of all time. Just to give you an example of what we're expecting, we want you to do better than that, though. You need to email us by this day next week, Wednesday 14th of May. The screening itself is Friday 16th at 9 p.m. So go Grease Lightning and get your puntastic Grease straplines to us so we can give you tickets and you can sing your heart out to Summer Lovin' and all the other great ones.
It sounds like a great night.
Thank you for listening to the Daily Info Oxcast. We'll be back around the same time next week with another roundup of events. Until then, you can go on our website to find out more details about all the events we've spoken about or any other event happening in Oxford.
And follow us on Twitter or Facebook.